Hi, good evening. This is Jesse from Nevada Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is very quick and confidential. Do you have a few minutes for a survey with me, sir?
Yeah, just a few.
Okay. I highly appreciate your time. Real quick, excuse the question, okay? Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. And your year of birth?
1992.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school. Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What race are you? White, black, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Well, race, I'm a human. There's only one race. But ethnicity, I'm European and African, so let's say mixed.
Mix, okay. Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered?
I deregistered from the Democratic Party, so I'm not registered. Well, no, I'm registered. I'm sorry. I'm not affiliated with the party. I am registered to vote, though.
Okay. We'll get to that here in just a bit, but you are registered? Okay.
I'm registered. Sorry. I thought you were asking if I was affiliated, but I am registered.
We'll get to some of these questions right now. And I got that one. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction the country's headed? Would you say you're
horribly
very
unsatisfied?
Okay, so that's very dissatisfied right here. That's one of the options. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely or unlikely to vote, and 0 means that you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
Extremely. Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power from a scale from 0 to 10 again. 0 means no power at all, and 10 means you have a lot of power.
I'll say a 4.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, okay? I'm going to read you a small list. Whenever you hear one you like, stop me and we'll go on to the next one. Jobs and economy, criminal justice reform and police violence, cost of living and inflation, teaching history in schools, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, climate change, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, crime and violence, abortion, or health care. Can you give me 2 of those that you feel are very important for you?
Immigration and abortion.
Immigration and abortion. Okay, here we go. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're very warm and favorable, 5 means you're neutral, and 0 means you're cold and unfavorable. Okay. Project 2025.
Oh, 9.
9. J.D. Vance.
10.
Kamala Harris.
2.
2. Okay. So just to make sure, 0, you feel unfavorable, and 10 means you feel very warm and favorable, okay?
Oh,
so,
yeah. Yeah.
So Congressional Black Caucus.
1.
1. Joe Biden.
0.
0. Donald Trump.
10.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
0. Okay. Moving on to the next one. In the 2024 elections for president, if they were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party, or independent candidate?
Donald Trump, for sure.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Mr. Donald Trump?
100% certain.
Perfect. Okay. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate or Republican candidate?
Republican candidate.
Okay. I do have to advise you, some of these questions do sound like they repeat themselves, but it's just the way that the survey is created, okay? Would you say mm-hmm. that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or at all of their promises to Black Americans?
To Black Americans?
Yes.
Oh, none of their promises.
None of their promises? Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democrat nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it not make a difference anyway?
Kamala cooing the government definitely makes me less likely to vote for her party, who cooed the government.
Okay. Is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Oh, much less likely. Okay. Went from zero to like negative 100.
I hear you 100%. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate and keep them out of the office?
My preferred candidate into the office.
Okay. Into the office, here we are. Now, well, next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate your each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means statement is a very convincing statement, any reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, and 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means it's convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress, okay? Zero means it's not at all convincing for you to vote. Now, this is a first statement. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for Black Americans dropped to just 11%. Is this very convincing reason to vote for Democrats, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black communities. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advancing environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. Is this a convincing reason, or neither convincing or unconvincing, or very unconvincing?
Very unconvincing.
Okay. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors and Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. Is this a convincing reason, or?
Oh, very unconvincing.
Very unconvincing. Okay. On to the next one. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households. Is this a convincing reason, not convincing at all, or neither or, neutral?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who paid more in junk fees such as overdraft fees, credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumer billions, and putting money back in the pocket of Black Americans. Is this a convincing reason, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. One more. When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black businesses ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. Is this convincing or not?
No, I don't find any of this garbage convincing, to be real. Anything along the lines of what you've been asking is just going to be a big no.
I mean, I catch drift, so I just have to read them anyhow, but I definitely...
Oh, no, I got you, bro. I know you're writing the questions. I'm just in awe that somebody actually thought this would be convincing.
Exactly. But I do appreciate your time and hanging in there with me, okay? Now,
you're good, man. I know you got something to do.
Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options, okay? They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black lives better. We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. We've made progress, but there is still work to be done in November. When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger. And we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Two of those statements would be good.
I'd say the last statement is about the only thing that I really resonate with.
Okay. Any other one kind of stuck out to you? Maybe we've made progress, but there is still work to be done in November?
No, there's no.
We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote.
Sure, I'll go with that one.
All right. We have just a few more questions to ask you, okay? As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you might not, and 0 meaning that you are not going to vote.
10.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote on the 2024 elections from a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means 10. You're not motivated? 10. Okay. Hey, sometimes in a survey like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, in 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democrat or Republican candidate?
Republican candidate.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'll say Republican. I hate that. Well, I'll say more independent. I hate them both.
Okay. So let me get this right. Let me go back because I actually put Republican. So independent or Republican?
I hate calling myself a Republican. I said I'd never do it, but there's a first. Just for the sake of your survey, we'll say I'm Republican.
Okay. Now the next
question. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Don't worry. Now the next question is, are you a strong Republican or not too strong?
What do you mean?
Not too strong, meaning like it depends on how you feel or what's going on, then you might, or strong, like I stand by this.
I'm very conservative, and I don't think most Republicans are very conservative, so I don't know how to answer that question. I'll say, for the sake of your survey, because I know probably what you're kind of looking for, I'll say strong Republican because I agree with a lot of what their campaign promises are.
To be quite honest with you, this is your survey, and however you feel is however you want to put down. So it's just always, it asks you, like, do you stand strong behind Republican, or sometimes yes, sometimes no, not too strong?
Oh, I got you. No, yeah. What I'm saying is, like, personally, I would probably say, like, I don't like 90% of Republicans in Congress. However, what the promises they make, I do stand strongly behind them, so I'll stay strongly.
Okay.
You know how the game goes. They promise a lot and deliver very little.
Absolutely. I completely understand. Now, how would you describe your employment strategy? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Full-time.
Homemaker? Full-time? Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Now, last year in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you just, your best estimate is fine. You don't have to give me an exact number. Is it 25K, 25 to 34, 35 to 44K, 45 to 54K, 55 to 64K, 65 to 74K, 75, 84K, 85 and above?
85 and above.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Not very often.
Not very often?
Yeah, no. Okay. Almost never.
Almost never. That's actually an answer right here. A few times a year. Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. I appreciate your time, man. You've done a great job. I highly appreciate you giving me a little bit of time in your evening tonight. Have a wonderful
Oh, no, it's no problem, man. I appreciate you doing this. It's really important to get, you know, pick people's brains and see what they think. You're doing a great job, man.
In other words, yeah. All right. Thank you, man. Good night.
Good night. Have a good one.